Hi, welcome to the Christmas Time in the City podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris. Before we get started, be sure to follow us on social media. We're Christmas Time in the City podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Xmas in City Pod on Twitter.
Also, feel free to email any questions or comments to us at christmastimeinthecitypodcast@gmail.com. So here we are. Long awaited. People have been demanding it.
So many people.
We're doing another mailbag episode.
Yay.
And we decided to kill two birds with one stone and decorate a gingerbread house whilst answering mailbag questions.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We're not going to really say exactly what we're doing, but if you follow us on social media, you'll see pictures of it.
Yeah. I think maybe we'll try to do something, maybe a poll on Facebook afterwards. Maybe we'll both take one side and maybe people can tell us which side's better.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Let's make it into a competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah. It makes sense to take like a really cool, just like a fun family thing to do and make it into a competition. Have strangers on social media judge you.
It's a friendly competition.
Of course. We'll come up with a punishment as we go along.
It's to eat the gingerbread house.
Afterwards? Oh, man, what if that's it? Like, have, like, a big bite of, like, the dried-up gingerbread house.
There you go, with old candy, stale candy. Oh, man. By the way, being in front of all this candy, I told him before, it was making me very antsy. Because it's all kind of gross and stale, like the gingerbread house candy.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, the random candy they give you to decorate a gingerbread house.
Candy's so bad just looking at it. It's not fair.
Yeah, that's fine.
I guess no one wants to listen to us chew candy.
Yeah, we don't need to do that, so we will hopefully abstain from eating too much candy, although I have been licking the icing off my fingers pretty much the entire time, and it's basically just glue, so sugar glue.
Wonderful.
Anyway.
All right,
questions. So we have questions. We have a bunch of questions. Let's start with cranberry sauce, fresh or canned?
I enjoy both. I don't really think I have a favorite one. It all depends on how much time we have. If you don't have time to make the cranberry sauce, then no one's going to be mad about it by having the canned.
I've already got icing all over my shorts.
The first dry icing's already falling over. Ooh, see, he started and giving me ideas over here. Ooh, it came
not
out
good ideas.
Really
this
gross.
This is not working good. This is a horrible... horrible idea.
It's just like really thick, but the beginning of it was watery.
It's like when you open up a mustard container and you have the all intentions of just having mustard put on your hot dog, and then like a good like tablespoon of like mustard water just dumps all over it.
Isn't that the one that came with the package?
This is the one that came with the package.
Yeah, and then he sealed it up with one that that he made.
Right, yeah, I made some extra.
Well, it's a good thing you did.
Full disclosure, I work at a culinary school, and I, on occasion, especially during the holidays, I teach gingerbread workshops. So I'm kind of a professional. So I don't... Actually, you know what? I take it back. I just looked at what I've done so far. I'm not a professional.
I'm going to take a picture of it. You guys need to check us out on social media, and you'll see what he's talking about. It looks ridiculous.
It's no.
What do you think about the cranberry sauce? You didn't
I
answer.
Like, I think it depends. Like, traditionally, I'm more of a fan of the canned, because that's... I feel like a lot of, like, the holiday things I like food-wise are very, like, nostalgic, just, like, kind of Americana. It's, everything's from a can, and it's, like, back from like the Depression when people didn't have any money and they were still trying to figure out how to like make a nice holiday for their families, so they would have just like canned green beans and some mushroom soup.
You
and
like,
we'll call it a casserole and the people will love it.
I like the canned one for the politics.
Yeah. I like the
oh no, I lost you gotta be kidding me.
Okay, so a little peppermint lives inside.
There's a big old crack on the top, and my peppermint went inside. All right, well, improvise. I got this, everyone.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, canned.
Canned. I enjoy real cranberry sauce, and I'm not like against it. So.
Yeah.
I think I prefer just for like the purposes of nostalgia. I think the can's better. Anyway.
I agree with that.
Next one, stuffing or dressing. Do you understand that one?
What do you
one?
Call it? Yeah. I think I call it stuffing. Yeah, stuffing. I don't know why. Why does that happen? Is it just different areas where people are...
Well, stuffing means that it's inside the turkey or, I guess, chicken, I possibly.
You were talking about what to call it.
Yeah.
I feel like I call it stuffing even if it's not...
I think that's what it is. Like, what do you call it?
Yeah.
So if it was in, like, a casserole, it would be, like, a dressing. Or if it's made just, like, on, like, the stove, I guess. So, I don't necessarily like having it inside. I know there's flavor to come through, but I like making it separately. So yeah. I guess in that case I'm dressing.
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 All right.
Okay. Here's a one. It's could you talk about moving to New York from another state? Did one of you have a job already when you moved here? How'd you find somewhere to live if you didn't have a job already?
It was pretty tough because I move. We decided to move up here randomly. You know, we're getting older and we always wanted to live here. So we said, let's go before it gets too late. Mm-hmm. So with my job I asked if I could transfer up here if anything opened. And something did open. And so we moved everything up here within, like, as soon as I told them, I think it was like a month later. Then we had to come here and find a place to live in like one weekend.
We had a weekend to find an apartment.
Yeah, that was rough.
Pretty difficult to do.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, I had a job. I wasn't going to have a job when we moved there. Yeah, it was a matter of like how I was going to be finding one once I got there. The good thing about that is, like, as long as you have employment, they don't necessarily care if you're about to leave that job for apartment applications.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't stress too much. I mean, as long as you get a job quite quickly, that can be a problem, especially in the city. Just like we were saying, people from all over the country apply for jobs with the hopes of maybe getting an interview, and then they'll fly out, and that's how their dream starts. So a lot of people are trying to get here, or I guess any big city. It's important to... Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second.
It's really difficult. We're concentrating so hard. Maybe this wasn't the best idea.
This competition.
What else about moving here? It's a tough... I mean, everyone is going to be different of how it happens with them.
Yeah.
It was still, you know, finding a place to live in a weekend isn't really what you should be doing.
I think that we... what we've done in the last couple apartments we've lived in is we've gotten a... an agent to show us some places, a broker.
Yeah, if you can afford it, I would do that.
And yeah, I mean, moving is really expensive, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I think overall, I think it's been worth it so far. But yeah, it's difficult to get started. I took a job in like a lower position than I was working in when I was living in our previous place, but that's part of it too. And you just kind of have to. Maybe say I'm going to have a horrible time for 5 years. And then after the 5 years, maybe things will kind of come together. But
yeah, it took quite a bit for us to get adjusted here. It didn't happen automatically. there was a lot of just changes, you know, transitions into different kind of lifestyle. And there were definitely moments where it was really difficult. But I feel like we found our groove maybe like a couple years ago or so. See, I would say about 5 years it takes to really get the hang of things and like get the job that you want.
Yeah, to be comfortable in a position. And also that's a good amount of time to decide if you really want to stay.
Yeah.
Like we've had friends that have left and some have come back and some people have not come back. And it's just a matter of figuring out if it's right for you to be here. And I don't know if we'll be here forever, but I like to stay close-ish. So.
Yeah, I really love it. Being around it, at least. Yeah,
all the museums and stuff, especially with a little boy. It's nice, the idea of taking him to those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I ran out of candies.
Anything else about moving here from another state? I mean, honestly, taxes were an issue. I know that's like real boring to think about, but we moved from Florida, so they didn't do state taxes. And then we moved here, and the job I had did not... did not change that on the tax form, so that was something that we learned the first year.
Yeah, we ended up not getting any money back first year.
Yeah, we paid. What else?
Be prepared for it to be real bad. We're really glamorizing the New York lifestyle.
Yeah, because we love it here. And if it's not real bad, then you're
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, there
but
you
it
go.
Can be very difficult. It's it can be a struggle sometimes, but yeah. Overall, it's 100% worth it.
I agree.
And even like the apartments here, like the rent is crazy. You hear that all the time, how like the rent's so expensive, and I totally understand. Some people have very small apartments and they live in very like densely populated areas.
Yeah,
in Manhattan and stuff.
Also, look into like different boroughs and outside of not so close to the city. And that's going to be where you're going to find some places to live that you have a little extra room.
I can't stop eating the icing.
That's okay. You do your thing. What else? Ooh, yeah.
Those aren't sticking.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Do it. Give it a shot.
Have a great time. It's totally worth it once you're in it. And
yeah. No
it's
regrets.
A place that you've never would experience anywhere else. And this is something that I didn't want to regret, and now we don't.
Yeah, I don't think it's life's too precious to wonder if you could do something or if you should do something like this. It's something that you should probably try, even if you have like the inkling in your head. But yeah. So if you have any other questions, I suppose feel free to ask us.
Yeah, we can keep going with it in more detail. I mean, there's so much about it. I just don't know what else makes sense to talk about.
Sure. Okay. I'll be traveling with my family to the city for Christmas. Is there anything fun to do on Christmas Eve?
Ooh, Christmas Eve. Well,
Christmas Eve.
We are going to sing carols.
Sing Christmas carols in Washington Square Park. I think it starts around 6, I believe, or maybe 5.
Yeah, we can probably talk about that.
Well,
in
I'm sure
episode.
We'll post that. We're going to be out there singing Christmas carols by the big arch in Washington Square Park.
Yeah, so that's something pretty festive to do. I mean, all the things that you can do for Christmas time are all open. So, like, going to see the Christmas tree.
All the decorations.
Going
for sure.
Ice skating. All that stuff is out and popping. And I would say just and do what you can during that day. Whatever you didn't do in the rest of your vacation. I'm pretty sure I'm killing it here with the decorations.
I don't know. Right. I don't know. I'm pretty confident right now. Anyway, and it's got it all over my hand just now.
Oh my gosh, you're a mess.
Man, I'm a total mess. Okay, next question.
Next question.
What's your favorite bad Christmas movie or TV special? A guilty pleasure? I think this is a pretty easy answer. Famously, the worst Christmas special is the Star Wars Christmas special.
Oh no.
It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
I've only watched it in segments because I can't put myself through the entire thing, but
yeah,
it's real bad. It's real bad. You get to meet Chewbacca's family,
yep,
which and something that no one is interested in meeting Chewbacca's family. It's just real bad. So I think probably that one. As far as like maybe like Christmas movies, I think a lot of like those like whenever they kind of do those gimmicky like horror movies, like there's the one with Goldberg, the wrestler, as Santa Claus, who like murders people.
That's right.
I don't know if that's necessary. I feel like there's better things to do. Like, what if like a kid gets
like
a hold
guilty,
of it?
That's your guilty pleasure, though. You're
no,
watching
that? I think that's just a bad movie.
Oh.
It wouldn't be my.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I.
Are there any bad movies I like to watch?
I would say my guilty pleasure is like the Hallmark movies. Like I know a lot of people that follow us and do these Christmas ones, they really love the Hallmark movies. But I would say that that's more of a guilty pleasure to me. I don't look at it going like this is a really fine piece of like artwork or film.
Yeah.
But they're just fun. You know what's going to happen. You know the deal.
They're cranking out a bunch of those.
Yeah, and they're all very similar. I think I saw online recently, like a formula for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just funny, like, girl goes back, moves to a big city, goes back to her small town, falls in love. It's all, like, the same kind of stories, but,
I always get
sucked in every time.
You want to hear on around the holidays.
Yeah, like, really just nice things, but I definitely, I get sucked into them. I start watching it, and it's just like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to watch this for 2 hours. And what other guilty pleasures? I don't think I have other ones.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
All right. This is a good opportunity. We've gotten some feedback currently about a couple episodes ago, I believe, we talked a little bit about cornbread.
We got feedback?
We got some feedback about the cornbread.
Let's hear it.
I'm a bigger man. I will apologize. People do talk of unsweetened cornmeal cornbread as a part of their family traditions.
Oh my gosh.
And to those people, I'm sorry that your family put you through that.
No, you're so mean.
I'm sorry that you're the elders in your family, whether it be like the grandma or mom or grandpa or whoever was responsible for the cornbread, decided to give you that instead of good cornbread.
He doesn't know you guys.
So that's the apology. I'm sorry.
You can't fault him for not growing up with the great things that we did.
I'm sorry. Okay, next question is, what's your go-to holiday beverage?
All right. Well, let's talk non-alcoholic first.
Uh-oh. Here she is. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Say the best for last.
The new Cinnamon Coke.
Oh, yeah. The Cinnamon Coke is so good. It's limited edition.
I'm pretty bummed that it's limited edition because I feel like I would drink that as my drink all the time. Yeah. I mean, it's not that healthy.
Well, I remember, it's probably good that it's a couple limited. Years ago, Pepsi did a holiday spice flavor, and it was pretty similar to this Cinnamon Coke, but it's delicious. It's so good.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. So that's my non-alcoholic. Well, I guess eggnog as well. We definitely drink eggnog here.
This is an eggnog drinking house.
And that's like without alcohol. We just like have like a little cup of it at night.
Oh, sure.
Just to enjoy.
Just have a little sip of eggnog before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Just coat your throat.
Yeah. It's lovely. And let's talk alcoholic. I like having mimosas and like cranberry mimosas.
Oh, sure.
On like Christmas morning. We did like a sangria with, and champagne and stuff with cranberries, you know, like putting actual cranberries in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, things like that I really enjoy. I think those are my two. What about you?
I like the idea of like a seasonal, like a winter beer, but I very rarely am ever like, oh man, this is so good. I'm so glad I got this instead of like a soda. You know,
right.
Like my expectations for holiday drinks or holiday alcohol, like beers, it's usually like I want it to taste so much like Christmas, and then it just ends up tasting like beer. That's fine. It's not my thing, I guess. So the Coke, the Cinnamon Coke.
That would be your choice.
I think so.
Well, what about, you don't have any other alcoholic? You're only talking beer though. But is there anything else that you would be interested in?
I'm not against spiking the eggnog.
Yeah, like stuff like that. That'd be good.
I'm not against that at all.
We have that book that has holiday drinks in it. Maybe we should make some this year.
Holiday drinks.
Yeah, like those holiday cocktails.
Okay.
Yeah, we have that in that cookbook. We have the Jamie Oliver cookbook. I think it's in that one.
Jamie Oliver Christmas cookbook. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah,
Christmas cookbook. It's a wonderful cookbook. So good. If you guys need ideas for Christmas or holidays. Everyone should have one. 100%. That should be just like one of your staple cookbooks in the house for the holidays. We've made some really good things from that. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is crazy. There's like holes on the side of this now.
I may have sabotaged that bag.
It looks like it. Look at it.
Yep. Okay, next one. What other Christmas podcasts do you recommend? That's a good question.
Yeah.
I definitely, I think in the past year or so, have started to really consume Christmas podcasts on my free time, especially on my commutes to work on the subway. It's nice to kind of counteract how horrible the subway can be sometimes, especially just with overcrowding, whatever else. It's just kind of close your eyes and listen to a Christmas podcast. It's always really kind of nice to kind of detach.
Yeah.
I like a lot of them. I've been listening. Before we were podcasters, we listened quite avidly. I still listen to a bunch. I listen to Christmas Stocking. I don't think actually Lee Cameron ran that. I'm not sure if he's putting out any new episodes, or at least not in the for the 2019 season. I think he's a grad student now, from what I understand on Facebook. So congratulations to Lee for doing something else, I suppose. We will miss you.
I like Tinsel Tunes.
Tinsel Tunes is really good with Dwayne.
Yeah, because then you get Christmas music, but also just like fun things about
it. Yeah, it's really informative. I really like Dwayne's podcast. It's a really cool concept.
Yeah.
And he does a really good job with it. Christmas Past, obviously, that's like the big one I think everyone thinks of. Brian Earle does a really great job with that one. It's really informative. I really like the tone of it. It's really just really relaxing to listen to. Then Christmas Clatter is really good with Todd. Mm-hmm. He's visited us on a live stream or two. It's really fun to listen to his stories, and his interviews are really fun too. And are there any others I could think of offhand? I can't, but there's a lot out there. There's plenty. So take advantage of it. There's a lot of content to be had.
Yeah, and the one thing about Christmas podcasts too, I listen to a lot of podcasts on the train and everything as well, and you're always going to get like a positive experience after listening to a Christmas podcast, and I think sometimes you just need that in your day. So yeah, that's one of the reasons I really enjoy listening to it. Our gingerbread house is looking pretty good. You just like copied me on the top by putting something cool there, and now yours is coming together.
What, am I not
more.
Supposed to put something cool on the top? You haven't even done your door.
Oh my gosh, I haven't even done the door yet.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm almost done though. It's looking nice. You gotta admit, my side looks nice.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I think we'll maybe give it another minute or two, and then we'll just let it go. So I think it's... We could go on all day.
Yeah. I guess I need to make my door.
Make your door so your peppermint can get out.
It was a purple peppermint, too, and it was the only purple.
I wonder what the flavor was of the purple peppermint.
We'll never know.
I mean, we'll know because we'll break it open.
Oh, and I guess the loser will have to eat
We'll
the
update
peppermint.
Everyone on our next listener mailbag episode what flavor the purple peppermint was. And I think that's about it for this episode. If you like the podcast, please take a minute to rate it and write a review. Contact us and let us know you did, and we will send you a sticker and a thank you note.
So subscribe now and follow us on social media. And we can keep this conversation about this gingerbread house going, and you all can vote for which side you like best.
Mm-hmm.
And then results will be on the next episode, and also photos of the person having to eat it afterwards,
yes.
Who does not win.
Until next time. I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris. And this is Christmas Time in the City.